you soon. Once again, we join in prayer. May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Those few verses of the John reading are headed in the NRSV, the Pew Church Bible, Division Among the People. We know all about that, don't we? Are you a Remainer or a Leaver? Are you a Tory or a Socialist? Are you a climate change denier or a follower of Greta Thunberg? Divisions among the people. An election at the end of the week. Will it heal those divisions? Will it bring the country together? Get Brexit done, or at least sorted or something? Look, I'm no political pundit or expert. I don't have any kind of inside track, and I'm no more sure than anyone else about what will happen after Thursday. But I think I know this, that whatever happens, whoever gets into number 10, whether there's a hung parliament or a landslide or a mix that will keep commentators busy for the next few years, there will still be division among the people. It's part of what makes us human. To have different opinions, different ways of looking at things. Nothing wrong with that as such. Better if such divisions don't lead to animosity, violence, and hate crime. Still, divisions among the people. We come to this election in Advent, the waiting time. The waiting's never over, is it? That's partly why there is division. Now, as Paul says, we see through a glass darkly. And so we see things differently. Then we shall see face to face. We shall know fully, even as we are fully known. Then the waiting is over. All will be revealed. Not after an election, not when Brexit's done or socialism is installed throughout the land, but then when God's kingdom has come, there will be no more division among the people. The great vision of Revelation. There was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." No more division among the people. A great multitude all seeing the same thing. No one hiding behind a post saying, "Well, I don't agree with all this stuff." They all saw the Lamb and bowed down. What is it it says in Philippians? Every knee shall bow and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. The overwhelming grace and power and majesty of God in Christ, and no one can stand against. No one can dissent. No one can disagree. The waiting is over. All things are reconciled. The great hope of Advent. When he comes, when he returns, he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or crying or pain. Meanwhile, in Advent, just ahead of an election, division among the people. But the hope of Advent is for now, for this divided, fractious, unclear time. And in this time, the road leads to Bethlehem. The ancient hope in the words of Micah. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come Forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. And in this divided, fractious, unclear time, I think that ancient hope needs to come to the fore again. Bethlehem, one of the little clans of Judah. That's what our divided, fractious, unclear time needs to hear more than anything. Never mind the election and whatever dreams are offered. Never mind how much they'd have us believe that after Thursday everything's going to be okay, better than ever. There is a Christian vision to be proclaimed. It's a small vision. It's a vision of humility and service and smallness in the face of all this aggrandizing. A vision of Bethlehem, one of the little clans of Judah, a small, unimportant place in the world. A place where a baby will be born who will be, in the ancient words of the prophet, the ruler of Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. That's the genius of our faith. In a world sold out to dreams of power and prosperity and greatness, a vision of smallness and humility and service and sacrifice. That's what we wait for, and we believe that alone has the power to change the world. They used to dream that Jerusalem would be at the center, but Micah pointed to Bethlehem. They used to imagine that the kings of the earth would beat a pathway to Jerusalem, a city set on a hill. But Micah saw a pregnant woman at Bethlehem and dreamed of greatness only in the way of peace. The world will continue to dream its dreams of greatness. The appeal will continue throughout the days of this week. A vote for us will guarantee a better future. A vote for us will ensure more security or increased spending or whatever happens to float your boat. I wish it were as simple as voting straightforwardly in a Christian way in this election, but I think all that we can do is vote as we live by faith. For we are called to the paradox of faith in such a world. Strength in weakness, receiving through giving, living through dying. And although I would never say that religion should keep out of politics, I do think that the heart of our religion is something other, greater than politics. That's the tension of Advent. There was division among the people long after the Messiah had come. They were still divided among themselves as to who he was and where he had come from and what his presence meant. Because if you live in a world where Jerusalem, greatness, certainty is at the center, it is going to be very hard to accept that in the economy of God, Bethlehem, smallness, service is at the center. But that's the challenge for us and all who live by faith. For us, it all comes down to this. Which road are you on? Are you on the road to Jerusalem, greatness, certainty, dreams of a better future for you and me and everybody else? Or are you on another road with the shepherds and the wise men and Mary and Joseph? A hard, long road with no guarantee of rest at the end. No room at the inn, indeed. But still, a royal road. A road to the Prince of Peace and the King of the Ages, the ancient promise and the coming King, the road to God's kingdom, the road to Bethlehem. And in the waiting time, All those who walk that road will know the faith-filled promise in their hearts, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Before we pray, we sing the hymn that's printed and will be projected.